health and wellness on District 32 Business Radio, the power of connection.
Hello again, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Today we're here with Darren Wedge from OscarWellness.com.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Alan. I really appreciate it. When we're looking at differentiation, and let's look at what we've done from the Oscar brand. We operate in the pain industry. Pain has been there for a long time. There's a lot of different mechanisms you can use to try and overcome your pain. How do you break into an area where around the world there are hundreds of millions of people in chronic pain? It's looking at differentiating. Putting something out there that works but's different to what is there at the moment that gives hope to people. So how did we do that? We looked at what was out there. We looked at the technology predominantly around a science called pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, or PEMF. So a science that's been proven clinically for over 60 years. But rather than go out with just another product, we wanted to differentiate ourselves and get the best from what was there into a product that was totally portable, that was at a cost point that most people could afford, and an efficacy that was better than anything else out there.
So you're talking about these electronic pulses.
It's actually an electromagnetic field that's created. So we are an electromagnetic field. And PEMF is doing what the cells should do that they can't do when they've either been damaged or they slow down in their regeneration and speed up the degeneration as we get older.
Okay. So how did you go about differentiating yourself?
The first process is to say, right, what is out there? So there are pharmaceuticals, and we know the issues with those at the moment.
Drugs, you mean?
Drugs. Yeah. So, yeah, legal drugs. So how do we find something that's non-invasive, non-drug, but actually works? And that was the science of PEMF. So taking that, but then saying, how do we get that to the masses? How do we make it affordable for the masses? And that's what we've done. We've looked at what's out there, got the best of all of that, and built a device that's about the size of a mobile phone you can use anywhere, anytime. The beauty about the OsteoPulse is our body is made up of cells. Some cells form the bones, some the nerves, and some the tissue. They operate at a different hertz to each other. Now, most of the devices out there have one hertz addressing one thing. Bone stimulators are the common device. We've built in the three signals at the various hertz for all of those. Pain, for bone, nerve, muscle, and then a pain signal. So ours is one of the only devices that have the four. It's a simple press button. So unlike other devices, you don't have to change a signal. You don't have to worry about it. You press a button and it works on all areas of the body at once. One of the things, again, differentiating is although we designed it here in Western Australia, we actually took it to the USA in 2015, set up in the USA, and we've exported out of the USA to 22 countries. We started as a generic pain device, but what we've found as we've gone along, chronic pain such as fibromyalgia, chronic pain such as CRPS, endometriosis. We've had a lot of good success with those areas. Arthritis. And what's happened from that marketing perspective, we now have the Fibromyalgia Association, the CRPS Association of the USA, that have now joined up with us to actually do joint marketing and help promote that to people that live with those conditions.
So you've got yourself some strategic alliances or partnerships to help with the marketing?
Definitely.
Darren, you've taken the Oscar Pulse to America. What issues did you have getting it into the US?
Very good question, Alan. Not only do we manufacture and market there, we actually set up there. So we took a strategic direction to go to the US because of the size of the market and over 100 million people in chronic pain. A lot of people think, I'm going to go overseas, I'm going to go to a bigger market, it's going to be great. If I'm successful here, I can do it there. It's actually not that easy. Yeah. Although they may seem like similar people, their mechanisms, their laws, the way they do business is different in each country around the world. You have to have a very focused strategy on where you're going and a very clear plan that everyone can follow when you're going into another market. It's hard enough in business when you've got a business that you can walk into each day, let alone one that's on the other side of the world, that you try and manage via Skype or flying in and out on a regular basis. Some of the really important things to do is, where we were lucky, we had a very good friend that was in the USA that introduced us into the USA. And as a result of that, we got put in front of a number of people that in the early days were very good for us. But people are people.
Yeah.
and unless you have something clear there and you have to do the due diligence correctly. A lot of the people we started with are no longer with the business. Some decided to go, some we had to move on. But that's all part of business. When we first started, we were manufacturing in Carlsbad. We ran into issues with that manufacturer, and we ended up finding a manufacturer who also became an investor in the business up in the northern part of America in South Dakota. But it's a continual process, continually making sure that they're doing and delivering what you want. And that's not just the manufacturer, that's your people internally.
What about other little obstacles that you have to overcome?
One of the big obstacles is, although the science has been used for 60 years now, device, it wasn't well known out there. So there was a lot of education before we actually started getting the runs on the board. That's some of the things. To the legal side of things. Yeah, and we operate the office in California. California is a very litigious state, especially in regards to employees. So how we operate and how we deal with employees here in Australia and Western Australia is totally different to how you deal with them in the USA.
So you've got good HR support over there?
We have a very good HR consulting company. We have a very good corporate lawyer. Which you need.
Yeah, it's a pity, isn't it? But anyway.
It is. It is a pity, but it's also important that from day one you document everything correctly. As our saying goes, it's better off having that agreement documented and never have to use it and have it in the bottom shelf than not have it documented and then have to deal with lawyers down the track. And you've got to have a plan that's focused but flexible, that you can adjust and move as you go along. If you're going to go and start a business up overseas, then you need to understand that you're going to need a lot more time and a lot more money than you originally think you're going to need to use. But you've got to have a belief that what you are doing is the right thing and is changing things for the better. So yeah, businesses have challenges. If you have a business locally, you have challenges daily. It's magnified when it's on the other side of the world. You've got to be persistent. You've got to also be diplomatic. I'll give you a story. I was actually in the USA and I was speaking to my wife back in Australia and she just listened to Curtis Stone, very well-known chef who had just been in the USA, came back. He said, I'd go into meetings and they'd look at me, they'd smile. It was such a good meeting and they'd tell me, we're going to do business. And then you'd never hear back from them again. And we've come across that same issue.
Darren, did you have any specific issues that you had to overcome with persistence, with the design of the Oscar Pulse or, you know, maybe getting it marketed? Did you have any other issues?
Lots of issues, Alan, but the design, really good question. So we actually had it designed and we thought it was a great design. The manufacturer told us they could design it quite easily. And what we found in the early days is that the way they actually adhered the rubber to the outside of it, with heat over time, with some people, not everyone, the rubber would melt and the adhesive would melt and the rubber would come out off. So after a while of doing that, we went back to the drawing board and we actually designed what we call a rubber sock, basically. So it's a one-piece rubber, looks exactly the same as the old one, but it fits over the device, no need for adhesive, and all those issues have disappeared now.
Right. Now, what about on the business front? What sort of obstacles did you have to overcome with persistence?
The biggest obstacle was the belief in the medical industry. So part of that is, although the PMF devices have predominantly been medical ones where you have to go to a medical practice, with ours, we went down a different tact. We actually went direct to the consumer so they didn't have to go and get a script and prove the model that it actually works by doing it that way. It took a while for the medical industry to come on board, and that only happened in August last year when we won the MedTech Award for best new technology in pain management. We've gone from chasing the medical industry to the medical industry now coming to us and wanting to be involved.
That sounds like a real coup to me.
It was a big coup, Alan.
Because the medical industry are very protective, and with good reason.
That's a very polite way of putting it.
One thing I'd like to know is that how does the technology actually work? Can you describe that for me?
Yeah, definitely. So when people say, I've got pain, that's a signal. You've actually damaged the cells. So if the cells can't get the toxins out, the nutrients in, and can't get the blood flow going and the inflammation down, it becomes chronic pain. So what PEMF does, it creates what our body would normally do. So it sends the electrical signal across the membrane, modulates the cell, gets the toxins out, gets the nutrients in, and gets the cells in the position to repair themselves. By doing that, it improves your blood flow, your mobility, and reduces inflammation and pain, all naturally. And the beauty about PEMF is, as long as you drink water to flush the toxins out, you can't overuse it. You can use it as much as you want.
And the design makes it easy to put on an ankle or a knee or an elbow or a shoulder?
The design, you can use it all over your body. The beauty about our device is it creates a field 11 inches around the device, so it doesn't have to touch your skin, doesn't even have to be on your body, just has to be near enough. Although it comes with straps, one of the common issues with people is lower back injuries. So they can just put it in their pocket, press the button every 90 minutes. The device works and they can go about their daily life.
Just drinking lots of water.
And drinking lots of water. not wine or beer, Al.
Oh, no, you've spoilt my fun. And it's Friday as well. Oh, all right then. Thanks, Darren. Thanks for that. It's Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. We've been chatting with Darren Wedge from oscarwellness.com.au. Thanks again, Darren. It's been great chatting with you, and we'll talk again soon.
It's been a pleasure being in here and having a good chat with you too, Alan. Thank you.